Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us back here on Studio Classroom. We have a lot of questions to answer in today's lesson.
That's right. We are in the middle of our mystery article. It's called The Case of the Anonymous Tip. In yesterday's lesson, we learned that someone sent the principal an anonymous email accusing Ivy of snooping.
Yeah, a tip. It might be an anonymous thing that someone sends to let someone know what's happening. It sounds like a student sent this tip to the principal.
Yeah, and Ivy and Dean are trying to figure out who sent this tip and why they did it. That's what we're going to be talking about in our lesson today. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
The Case of the Anonymous Tip.
Katie Rowe had been near the lockers when Ivy was investigating, and she hadn't stopped watching since. They found her by the vending machines punching A7 over and over while her granola bar hung stubbornly behind the glass.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 stubbornly 这个副词，意思是固执的、倔强的。譬如Lucas stubbornly refused to apologize even after he realized he was wrong. Lucas 即使知道自己错了，仍固执地拒绝道歉。Stubbornly 去掉字尾 ly 就变成形容词 stubborn， 意思就是固执的、倔强的。譬如 Nina's stubborn dog sat in the middle of the sidewalk and refused to move. Nina 那只倔强的狗坐在人行道中央不肯挪动。形容词 stubborn 字尾加上 n-e-s-s 就是名词 stubbornness， 意思是固执、倔强性格。譬如 Ethan's stubbornness helped him finish the marathon despite sore legs。 尽管双腿酸痛， Ethan 凭着顽强的个性完成了马拉松。
So Ivy and Dean are trying to figure out who did this, who sent this email.Let's look to one of our suspects.
All right, well, now we are introduced to Katie Rowe. And we learn that she had been near the lockers when Ivy was investigating. And she hadn't stopped watching since.
Investigating. Of course, Ivy and Dean love to do this. When you're investigating, you're looking carefully to find facts, kind of like a police detective.
Here's an example of how you can use investigating in a sentence. The teacher is investigating the issue.
Okay, so Katie had been near the lockers. They found her by the vending machines, punching A7 over and over while her granola bar hung stubbornly behind the glass.
I hate when this happens to me, friends. Has this ever happened to you?A vending machine, of course, is a machine that sells snacks for money. You put some money in and select the number of the snack that you want, and the snack falls to the bottom where you can take it.
Of course, snacks are not the only thing you can find in these. You can also find drinks. You can grab a nice cold drink from a vending machine.
Okay, so what's happening here? Katie is at the vending machine and she's pushing A7 over and over.If you do something over and over, it means that you do it many times after each other.
Yeah, you might watch a funny video over and over because you can't stop laughing. Now, A7 might be the code you push in the machine to tell it which thing you want.
And the thing that Katie wants here is a granola bar. A granola bar is a sweet snack bar, and it's usually made of oats and nuts.
For example, you might eat a granola bar for breakfast, or even for a snack. I feel like granola bars are often advertised as something really healthy, but they often have a lot of sugar.
They have so much sugar in them, and they are very, very high in calories. So for me, granola bars are great if I've had to skip a meal or if I'm hiking, but as an everyday snack, it's not my first choice.
Yeah, I would say they are especially great if you're out exercising and you really need some more energy.
For sure. Maybe not in the middle of a school day, but I don't know. Maybe Katie was doing something that made her really tired that day. Unfortunately, she can't get to that granola bar because it is stuck. Sometimes on a vending machine, you will go to push that button and your snack just won't come out like it's supposed to.
Yeah, so usually you'll just see someone shaking the whole machine really hard.
Or kicking it or trying to reach their hand up to get that snack. Katie's just pushing the button over and over.
Yeah, which I don't think that will help all that much. But that is how Ivy and Dean find her. And we're going to find out what happens next as we go to our next reading.
The Case of the Anonymous Tip.
Hey,
Ivy said.
Did the Journalism Club get new software? I saw a file created with Draft Pro.
Katie froze.
It's on our main desktop. Why?
Ivy folded her arms.
Someone used it to write an anonymous report about me, trying to stop me from getting a spot on the student paper.
Katie's voice trembled.
You weren't even supposed to be near those lockers. I thought if I pointed it out, they'd finally notice me.
His hands began to tremble as the roller coaster climbed higher. 云霄飞车越爬越高时，他的双手开始颤抖。Tremble 的现在分词 trembling 可以当形容词用，意思是颤抖的或是发抖的。譬如 ，The trembling puppy hid behind the chair during the loud thunderstorm. 雷声大作时，颤抖的小狗躲在椅子后面。与 tremble 意思相近的名词是。Tremor 意思是颤抖或轻微的震，譬如 ，A small tremor shook the ground, causing the dishes to rattle. 一阵小震动摇晃了地面，使盘子发出碰撞声。
All right, so Ivy saw Katie punching away at that vending machine. The granola bar just wouldn't come down, but Ivy does have something to say.
She certainly does. She says, hey, did the Journalism Club get new software? Now, software is a term that we talked about in yesterday's lesson. Let's take a moment to define it again here.
All right, so software are the computer programs and apps on your computer or maybe even your phone. Now, there might be some software already installed on there when you get it, other things you need to download.
That's right, and software are those programs and things on your computer. If we wanted to talk about hardware, those are the physical parts of a device or a computer. Here's how you could use software in a sentence. Make sure you take some time tonight to install the new software update for your phone.
Before we continue, we mentioned software, we mentioned hardware. Do you know about firmware?
I do not.
Okay. Firmware would be like the version of your operating system on your phone or your computer, so you might update that every few months or every year.
Ah, I see. I do get those updates once in a while.
Okay. Let's continue. Did the club get new software? Ivy says, I saw a file created with Draft Pro.
Katie does something a little suspicious here. We see Katie froze. Now, when you freeze, you stop what you're doing and you can't move, it's often because you are scared or nervous about something.
Maybe even surprised. She says it's on our main desktop. Why?
A desktop, friends, is the main screen on a computer.
Yeah, it could also just describe a computer that you keep on a table, as opposed to a laptop. Often, you have a lot of programs on your desktop.
And a desktop usually refers to a computer that you don't move around, unlike a laptop that you can take with you and carry around. So we see here that Katie says that this software is on their main desktop. Ivy folded her arms.
Okay, if you fold your arms, you cross them over your chest like this. It often shows that you're angry or upset.
Yeah, so for example, if you're waiting for someone and they're very late, you might fold your arms so that when they come, they can see that you're not very happy.
Ivy folded her arms. Someone used it to write an anonymous report about me.
Now, this word anonymous is one we also talked about yesterday, and it's in our title. Let's take a moment to review it. This means that something is without a name or unknown.
All right, for example, a note might be anonymous if someone doesn't want to be found out.
All right, so Ivy says to Katie that this was an anonymous report about her. Now she asks Katie a question, trying to stop me from getting a spot on the student paper.
Is someone trying to stop her from doing this? Well, Katie's voice trembled.
All right, so now Katie is definitely nervous or she's upset. You weren't even supposed to be near those lockers. I thought if I pointed it out, they'd finally notice me. Well, we have finally found the motive to why Katie would make this anonymous report. She wanted to be the one to solve the mystery of the lockers.
Yeah, I guess so. It says they'd finally notice me. That gets me wondering, who are they?
Well, she could be talking about their peers or people in their school. Maybe she's talking about leadership in their school, like the principal or teachers.
Or even getting a better role in that yearbook club. Well, friends, we're not done quite yet. We're going to figure out more about this. First, though, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? I'll point it out to you. Imagine you're on a nature walk with friends and you spot a bright red bird hiding in the leaves. You stop, point your finger right at it, and say, "Look, there's a cardinal over there." You're pointing it out so everyone else can see it too. That friendly act of directing attention to something, that's point something out in action. To point something out means to show or draw attention to a detail, fact, or person or thing so others notice it. It's super useful in class, conversations, or when giving directions. For example, the tour guide pointed out the tiny rabbit footprints on the ground so we could take photos. Or while doing a math problem, she pointed out my mistake. Here are three more fun point phrases. Point the way means to show or guide someone in the right direction. For example, the old sign at the crossroads pointed the way to the hidden beach. Make a point means to express an idea clearly or prove something important. For example, he made a good point about recycling during our class debate. On point is slang for something that's perfect, spot on, or exactly right. For example, her dance moves were totally on point. The whole crowd cheered. I once pointed out a shooting star during a camping trip, and everyone scrambled to look up in time. We missed it, but laughing about it was the real fun part. These point phrases help us guide, notice, and celebrate the little details around us. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Case of the Anonymous Tip.
Ivy sighed.
Katie, you're smart. You notice things most people miss. But this isn't how you get heard.
Katie looked away.
It's just, you solve things, and everyone pays attention. I try, and it's like I'm not visible.
Ivy handed her the printout.
The next time, write something with your name on it. I'm not reporting this, and I'd still like to interview you about what it's like to strive to be seen.
Katie looked up and blinked.
Really?
Really,
Ivy said with a small smile.
Everyone has a story. Even reporters.
Blink 这个动词意思是眨眼或是闪烁。譬如 ,the cat blinked slowly while resting on the warm window ledge. 猫咪在温暖的窗台上休息时慢慢眨眼。Blink 字尾加上 er 就是名词 blinker, 意思呢是闪光灯或是方向灯。譬如 ,she forgot to turn off the blinker after changing lanes on the highway. 她在高速公路上换车道后忘了关掉方向灯。Wink 与 blink 意思相近，也表示眨眼，但是呢是有意图的动作。譬如 ，Maya winked at her brother after secretly hiding the birthday gift. Maya 偷偷藏好生日礼物后，向哥哥眨了眨眼。All right, that's all for today's language lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, so we found out quite a bit already.We found out that Katie is the one who wrote this email. Now, let's go find out why she did this exactly.
Okay, we read here with what Ivy says to her. Katie, you're smart. You notice things most people miss. But this isn't how you get heard. It sounds like Katie is looking for attention because we see this phrase, get heard.
Right.Now, this doesn't just mean for other people to hear what you're saying with their ears. It means that people notice or care about your opinion.
For example, you might say she had to repeat her opinion several times before she was heard. All right, we move on here and see that Katie might feel a little bit embarrassed here because she looked away.
She looked away.Often, if you're having a good conversation with a lot of trust, you'll look right at whoever you're talking to. Maybe your eyes will go down every once in a while, but mostly you're looking at them. If you look away, you turn your eyes in another direction.
Here's an example of how we could use that in a sentence. He looked away when he was asked the question.Now, when you are asked a question, you look away. Usually it means you don't want to answer.
Exactly. If you look away a lot, if you look away a little bit, maybe you're just thinking.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so Katie looked away, and here's what she says. It's just you solve things and everyone pays attention. I try and it's like I'm not visible.It sounds to me like Katie might be a little jealous of Ivy.
Yeah, she sent that note and said that Ivy wasn't supposed to be around those lockers, but was Katie supposed to be around there?
I don't think she was. I think that her point here is that she wanted to solve that mystery and she wanted recognition for it, but Ivy was faster.
Exactly. Ivy is pretty good at these things. Ivy handed her the printout.
All right, so Ivy hands the printout to Katie and says the next time, write something with your name on it. I'm not reporting this. And I'd still like to interview you about what it's like to strive to be seen. So it seems like there's some kind of process here at the school where students are interviewed and those interviews are put into the school newspaper.
A school newspaper, maybe even the school yearbook.Either way, Ivy is a part of this, and we need to talk about a couple of these terms, starting with to interview someone.
interview is a meeting that's held to ask people questions. Here's an example. She has a job interview tomorrow. Interviews aren't just for jobs, though, friends. Sometimes if you're someone famous or if you want to know more about somebody else, an interview will be held.
Yeah, sometimes the idea is the person interviewing you wants to know more. Other times, it's just for the audience who's watching.
That's a good point as well. Well, we have something else in this sentence to talk about, friends. It's that word strive. Strive means to try very hard.
For example, we hope that you are striving to do your best in your English language learning journey, friends. You're doing great.
Katie is surprised by Ivy offering to interview her. Katie looked up and blinked. Really?
Really? She was a bit surprised by this. But is this a negative or a positive surprise?
Well, Ivy says, really. She said this with a small smile. Everyone has a story, even reporters.
All right, so Katie is in some way also a reporter. Remember, she is a part of that yearbook club. And even she has a story to tell.
She does. Let's talk a little bit about what Katie's problem was before we go, friends. Katie was jealous of Ivy. And a lot of times we are jealous of other people. Maybe they have things that we don't have or do things that we wish we could be doing. And there are different ways to deal with that. Katie chose to try to hurt Ivy because she was jealous of her. And that's just not right.
Yeah, it is mean and it's not right. Katie should try and find ways in which she can do her best, things that she is really good at in a unique way.
Or if she really wanted to be like Ivy, maybe she could be friends with Ivy and ask Ivy to teach her what she knows.
That is a great idea. Well, friends, we're not done quite yet. We'll talk a little bit more right after our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 since 当副词的用法，意思是从此或自那时候起，表示某个动作从过去某个时间点起一直持续进行着，通常放在句尾，并与完成式连用。例如课文中的这一句 ，Katie Rowe had been near the lockers。When Ivy was investigating, and she hadn't stopped watching since. Since 也可以放在主要子句的动词前面或放在完成式之间来修饰该动作。来看这个例句。She bought the piano in 1902 and had since continued practicing. 她在1902年买下钢琴，从那个时候起一直练习到现在。
Friends, we've reached the end of this article, so let's look at our talk about a question. Have you ever snooped around for information about something? Explain.
You know, Emery, this is a difficult question. I feel like I don't snoop around too often, although I do love to figure out the answers to a mystery story.
Okay, I would say that I do a fair bit of snooping myself, especially on the internet.There might be a fine line between researching and snooping, but if there's information that I want about someone or a situation, I often use the internet to do a little snooping.
Yeah, well, one great phrase that we learned in this lesson was to cross the line. Sometimes a little snooping to figure things out is perfectly fine, but try and figure out where those boundaries are.
That's a really good thing to remember. What about you, friends? Do you like to snoop around for information? That's something great you could talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.